I'd rather have a dentist appointment than be on the show at 8:10. It's Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favors. You see those messages rolling in, Stevie?
No.
Good.
I'm trying to block out the
Turn your phone off. All right, Jack's going to play.
Nothing sounds
positive.
Hey,
Jack, good morning. How are you?
It's not.
I'm well. How are you?
Don't ask, Jack. Don't ask.
Sorry.
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding, buddy. We're having a great morning. We're going to have Goose Chat at 8:10. But that's a half hour away. We're not even there yet. We can't wait for you to play this round of Trump 2E. You're in North Ridgeville, so whenever you're ready, Jack, go ahead and ask Jen to leave the room.
Jen, would you be so kind as to please leave the room?
I'm leaving the room. Good luck to you, Jack.
Thank you, too.
All right. Jen's leaving the room. We're going to ask you five questions. You know there's a timer involved. Just make sure you give us that answer before you hear that buzzer. That way your answer will count. When you're done with the five questions, we'll grab Jen from the hallway, bring her back into the room, and ask her the same five questions. We're rooting for you. We hope you get that limited edition iTrump 2E t-shirt. All right, let's get to the first of five questions. We'll start at Cedar Point. They had announced some changes yesterday and some upgrades for the season. Now, Meta smart glasses are going to be allowed on some rides. There's going to be a big patriotic celebration June 29th through July 4th, and actually a lot more changes and also upgrades had been announced. Over or under 10 roller coasters at Cedar Point?
Over.
Question number two. Harry Styles is set to return to Saturday Night Live on March 14th. He's going to be pulling double duty, so he's going to host. He's also going to perform as the musical guest. Now, Harry Styles' acting career includes an appearance in which Oscar-winning film from the year 2017 that was directed by Christopher Nolan?
The Dark Knight Returns.
All right, let's go with that. Question number three, Lily Collins. Talk about her tomorrow.
This is just
getting worse.
Getting worse.
People were mad about the geese at 8:10. Stevie's mad tomorrow. All right, Lily Collins is set to play Audrey Hepburn in a new film about the making of Breakfast at Tiffany's. A director, by the way, has not been named as of now. Now, Lily Collins is best known for playing the role of Emily in the show Emily in Paris. My question to you, what is Emily's last name on the show?
Oh, I've never seen that one. Francis.
All right. Have you seen that show, Stevie?
Yeah, I have. Just finished it.
Loved it? Question.
Justice for Emily.
Question number four. Winona Ryder is joining Wednesday season 3 on Netflix in a secret guest star role. Now, this reunites Winona Ryder with director Tim Burton and also Jenna Ortega, her co-star from which 2024 film?
So Winona Ryder and Jenna
Ortega and Tim Burton directed it. Say that one more time. You got it in at the buzzer.
Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice.
There you go. Question number five. The phone was cutting out a little bit. That's great. Question number five. Sydney Sweeney has officially cut ties with her ex-fiance and business partner, Jonathan DeVito. Now, she reportedly paid him out so she could keep the production company 50-50. What is the name of Sydney Sweeney's new lingerie line launched just weeks ago?
Simply Sydney.
All right, let's go with that for the answer for question number five. Now Jen has to answer those same five questions in just a few minutes, and we'll let you know how you did. That's coming up right after this song. Let's continue with a round of Trump 2E on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Jack in North Ridgeville answered five questions a minute ago. We let Jen know to come back into the studio. She's back in the studio ready to answer those same five questions, but first we need to let Jack know how he did.
Jack got two.
There you go, Jack.
Good job, Jack.
Two. Correct today. Trying to win that limited edition iTrump 2E t-shirt. Let's see if it holds up. It's Jen's turn. Question number one. Cedar Point has announced changes and upgrades for next season, this upcoming season. Now, Meta smart glasses is going to be allowed on some of the rides. We've got a big patriotic celebration from June 29th through July 4th and many more changes that have been announced. Over or under 10 roller coasters at Cedar Point?
Over.
Yes. Question number two, Harry Styles is set to return to Saturday Night Live. It's happening on March 14th, pulling double duty. He's going to host. He's going to perform as the musical guest. Harry Styles' acting career includes an appearance in which Oscar-winning film from the year 2017 directed by Christopher Nolan?
Oppenheimer.
I don't know. Dunkirk.
Oh. Oh, that one.
Question number three, Lily Collins.
tomorrow.
Is set to play Audrey Hepburn in a new film about the making of Breakfast at Tiffany's. A director has not been named at this time. Now, she's probably best known for playing Emily in Emily in Paris. My question to you, what is Emily's last name on the show?
Cooper!
Very well done. We recommended that show for Stevie.
I can.
And she hates us. That's Wednesday very morning.
Much.
Disappointed?
Not
what's the word?
First
hate
time.
Is not the right
not
word.
Not the first time she's hated us for recommending a show.
Yeah. This one's a little better than the last one, but I'm still mad. Still okay. Not loving it.
It's tomorrow. Just jump on the train. Mm-hmm. I mean, the goose names are taking his...
No, it's bad.
Show recommendations.
I'll have more about the goose names after I saw the post.
Oh, you saw it?
Yes.
Winona Ryder, this is question four, is joining Wednesday season 3 on Netflix in a secret guest star role. Now, this reunites her with director Tim Burton and Jenna Ortega, her co-star from which 2024 film?
Beetlejuice.
I was going to buzz her, Jack. I was
oh
ready to go.
Goodness.
Beetlejuice is correct. Question number five. Sydney Sweeney has officially cut ties with her ex-fiancé and business partner, Jonathan DeVito. She reportedly paid him out so she could keep the production company name 50/50. What is the name of Sydney Sweeney's new lingerie line?
Oh.
That launched just weeks ago.
Yes. It's like a kind of a play on letter words thing. Sweetness. I can't remember.
It's S-Y-R-N, but it's pronounced siren.
Siren!
Mm-hmm.
I didn't
final
get that.
Totals. Final totals.
Jack 2, Jen 3.
Oh, 2 to 3.
All right. Sorry, Jack. All right. Good battle, though.
That's a good battle. Absolutely, Jack. We appreciate it, man. Thank you for listening to the show. We really appreciate you playing the game, but you know what you need to say.
Yes, this is Jack from Bristol.
Let's get to Skyler in Cleveland. Going to play this round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Skyler, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
Don't know how I should answer that, Skyler. I'm fine. It's all good. We're good. Going to have our bird bracket tomorrow. I'll be fine. Playing around at Trump Tui. We've got lots of things to get to. Qualifying you for Ed Sheeran tickets. It is a good day.
It is a good day.
Isn't it, Stevie? This is a good day.
Yes. All right, Skylar.
Skylar, whenever you are ready, ask Jen to leave the room and we will start the game.
Jen, can you please leave the room?
I can leave the room. Good luck, Skylar.
All right, Jen's leaving the room. Skylar, you know how this game works. We're going to ask you 5 questions. There's a timer involved. Just make sure you give us the answer before you hear that buzzer. Now, Jen is in the hallway, so she does not participate or listen to this part of the game. So here we go. Question number one. The Bachelorette is gearing up for season 22 with Frankie Paul stepping in as a new lead. Best known for The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives, she's now ready to hand out roses after ABC revealed the 22 men vying for her heart. Will you be watching this season of The Bachelorette? Yes or no?
No.
That was a hard no. Question number two. Question number two. Winona Ryder is joining Wednesday, season 3, on Netflix in a guest, it's kind of a secret guest star role. The release date for season 3 of Wednesday has not been confirmed at this time. Now, Winona Ryder played the role of Joyce Byers in which popular supernatural TV series on Netflix?
Stranger Things.
Question number three. Netflix's animated hit K-pop Demon Hunters is officially joining the prestigious Criterion collection alongside Guillermo del Toro's Frankenstein. Which actor, known for roles in Euphoria and also Wuthering Heights, played Frankenstein in that film?
I don't know.
That's all right. We'll let the buzzer hit. We'll move to question four. The Brit Awards honoring Pink Pantheress as this year's producer of the year. So that makes her the youngest ever winner at 24 years old. It also makes her the first woman to receive the honor. Pink Pantheress collaborated with which rapper on a 2023 hit, Boys a Liar Part 2?
Oh, that's going to kill me. Ice Spice.
Question number five. Why do I feel like I haven't heard that song in about 10 years, and it's not been 10 years. I just
it
haven't.
Hasn't.
It was like everywhere.
But you used to hear it all.
Oh,
the time.
It was everywhere. Absolutely. Question number five. Collectibles giant Funko is branching into entertainment. So they're set to develop a film, TV, and animated projects. What is the most rare / expensive Funko Pop?
Glow in the dark?
That's good. We'll go with glow in the dark as the answer for question number five. You got it in time. All right, so now we're going to grab Jen from the hallway, bring her back in. She has to answer those same five questions. If you have answered more correctly, then you're going to get the limited edition iTrump Tui t-shirt. This all happens in 4.5 minutes on Star 102. Skylar and Cleveland playing this round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Jen Tui's now back into the room, so let's let Skylar know how what the correct total was.
Skylar got three.
There you go.
Good
three.
Job, Skylar.
You got three, Skylar. Nice job. Feeling confident?
Scared. I lost last time.
And scared.
Trivia, so.
At least you didn't launch a goose poll. That's scary.
Terrible worse. Goose poll.
Yeah, it was worse. Same five questions we asked Skylar a minute ago. Let's get to it. We're getting to it with question number one. And The Bachelorette is gearing up for season 22 with Taylor Frankie Paul stepping in as the new lead. Best known for the secret lives of Mormon wives, she's now ready to hand out roses after ABC revealed the 22 men vying for her heart. Are you going to be watching this season, yes or no?
No. Sorry.
That's fine. Yes or no? Watch it or not.
I thought you liked her and... Bachelor.
I liked The Bachelor before they had to do like excessive, like, hey, let's spend 3 hours with all these people or 2 hour episode. Like, wrap it up. Come on. Too much of a time.
But they're teasing. Going to another week. Aren't you excited?
I don't need all this extra crap. I need speed it up. Come on. Too lengthy.
Question number two.
Get to the point.
I'm trying. Winona Ryder is joining Wednesday. I'm kidding. Season 3 on Netflix as a secret guest star role, even though we know it. So I don't know about this
secret part. Yeah, I don't know what the secret is, but.
Okay. The release date for season 3 of Wednesday has not been confirmed at this point. Winona Ryder played the role of Joyce Byers in which popular Supernatural TV series on Netflix?
Stranger Things.
It was Stranger Things. Question number three. Netflix animated hit K-pop Demon Hunters is officially joining the prestigious Criterion Collection. This is alongside Guillermo del Toro's Frankenstein. Which actor, known for roles in Euphoria and also Wuthering Heights, played Frankenstein in that film?
Jacob Elordi.
It was. Did I tell you I watched that entire movie, and then until I went to TikTok afterward, I had no idea it was Jacob Elordi.
Yes, I remember
I
thought
it was
you
awesome.
Saying that.
I was like, oh, that guy's really tall. He's playing a great Frankenstein. This is a great role. It's Jacob Elordi.
The makeup was crazy. Said it took like hours.
Yeah, and I was watching the TikTok of them doing that and him walking around with the makeup. I did not know until after that. Great job. Question number four, the Brit Awards honoring Pink Pantheress as this year's producer of the year. So this makes her the youngest ever winner at 24 years old. It also makes her the first woman to ever receive the honor. Pink Pantheress collaborated with which rapper on the 2023 hit Boys a Liar Part 2?
Ice Spice.
Yeah, Ice Spice. Question number five, collectibles giant Funko is branching into entertainment. They're going to develop film and TV and also animated projects. Jen, what is the most rare / expensive Funko Pop?
Wait, like the character? Mm-hmm. Pikachu.
Not a horrible guess. Willy Wonka and Oompa Loompa golden ticket pack or ticket 2-pack. Willy Wonka and Oompa Loompa golden ticket 2-pack.
Here, I'm curious. If I would have said Willy Wonka, would you have given me the answer?
Stevie?
No, but if you said Willy Wonka and Oompa Loompa, yes.
Yeah.
I didn't need to say 2-pack.
No, because that was kind of it, and it's a golden ticket 2-pack.
It's the two of
different...
them together, and they're gold.
Yeah. I would have never guessed that.
Final totals there, Stevie.
Skylar 3, Jen 4.
I didn't think Pikachu was like this horrible guess, though. I mean,
I was just trying to thank you, Tim. Sorry, Skylar.
That's all right, Skylar. You're going to get a shirt, Skylar. Do you have a mug yet or no?
I do not.
Okay, all right. So you're trying to get either the mug or the shirt. Okay, well, we hope that you get it. Today, unfortunately, not today, but you know what you need to say.
I'm Skylar, and I did not trump Tui.